Golden Flashes win here tonight over the Miami Redhawks. Final score of 78-65. We are joined courtside by senior Andrew Garcia, who finished tonight with 12 for the Golden Flashes. Andrew with 12 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 18 minutes of action tonight. Andrew, congratulations on the win. Well, you guys came out with such a fiery start tonight, firing on all cylinders. How did it feel, and what did you think actually kind of fueled that great beginning to the game?
I mean, the energy was there before we even got to the gym. I mean, these group of guys consistently every day have energy. Their camaraderie on and off the court is just incredible. And, I mean, you could see how together we are on the court in the first half. I mean, everybody was sharing the ball. Everybody was celebrating each other's buckets if it's a steal. I mean, the bench was amazing. I mean, this team is by far the best team I've ever been on. And for me, it's been a challenge, but these dudes consistently bring me up, and you know, I'll lay anything for these guys. And I feel like it shows. And the game got tough in the second half, and there's a lot of things we can clean up, but we stayed together. We persevered, and we came out with this win. We made our goal to get 3 in a row. We're trying to get 5, and you know, we just focus on the next game now.
Andrew, I think it was maybe in the first media timeout, certainly maybe in that second segment, 5 or so minutes into the ball game, I looked down and 8 different flashes had scored already in the ball game. That's very unusual, but it goes to what you were saying about sharing the ball, and you guys had a lot of different guys getting involved early. Did that sort of set the tone for everybody to just kind of feel like they were a part of what was going on?
Absolutely. We harp on everybody touching the ball and making an impact, because we have so many good players on this team, so many great scorers, defenders that can really make a difference. And it feels good, and it looks good to see everybody happy and enjoying and playing basketball, because that's what it's all about. And it's just an amazing thing. And, I mean, if we could continue to stay together, I mean, positivity always prevails.
I was talking with Coach Sindorov in his pregame interview tonight, and he said, look, I really think we need to take the ball inside tonight. They're a little bit of a smaller lineup. Of course, they were playing without Delonte Brown, so they were a little undermanned inside tonight. And by golly, you guys went right in there early. That was a big part of the game plan, wasn't it?
No, absolutely. Coach definitely harped on that. The way we're going to win this game is through the paint. If it's drives, if it's post-up, if it's inside out. But we have to play through the paint. I feel like we execute at a very high level, especially in the first half. I mean, shout out to everybody. I mean, Vaughn, Sin, Malik, Justin, you can go down the line. Everybody had an impact in this game, and it was just beautiful to see.
I've made the remark a few times on our broadcast, Andrew, that you play out there like you're 6'10". You love scrapping in the lane. You like mixing it up. You're a good post player, good back-to-the-basket guy. Sometimes you step out and you can also hit the three, but you like playing down there, don't you?
No, yeah, I feel like you know, where I'm from, like I'm from New York, Harlem, New York. We've always been gritty. I've always been told, like, straight to the rack, get everything on the glass, and get to the free throw line to get warmed up, to get that feel before stepping out to the 3-point line. I feel like that really sets the tone. It sets the tone for the rest of the team, and it creates that level of play that we need. And I'm just a scrappy dude. I want to help any way I can. I don't really care about the scoring. If it happens my way, it comes my way, I'll do it. But, I'm just happy to see everybody have a smile. And when everybody's happy, I mean, success is going to come.
Andrew, you know, we hear it all the time. Chemistry is so important in all levels of sports. And you guys seem to get along so well out there. You being a newcomer into the system as a transfer, and some other guys are first-year players as well. Sincere himself, a first-year player here at Kent State. But you guys have seemed to gel together, play so seamlessly sometimes. You share the ball so much. What do you think has been the key to making that happen with so many new faces?
I believe, like, during the summertime, off the court, I mean, we could definitely tell, like, Sincere is our best player. And I feel like everybody really understands their role and how they can impact. And at what points of the game where, you know, who needs the ball needs to get the ball. And I feel like everybody has taken that with a grain of salt and trusted the process and trusted Coach Cindy. And he's an amazing coach. And the game plan that, you know, the rest of the staff, Jules, Foose, Randall, and the rest of them do is, I mean, it's a credit to them because they prepare us really good.
All right, last thing. What was your favorite moment tonight? Was it the Odisipe dunk?
Oh, yes. You took it out of my mouth, yes. Oh, man, we've been dying for Keem to get one of those. And the fact that he got that – got everybody up, you know, that made me happy to see him, you know, show emotion in the court, because that's what we've been waiting for. So definitely Akeem's dunk.
All right, Andrew. Great job tonight. We appreciate you coming over and sharing some thoughts. Great to see you out there playing. It looks like you're healthy. And great job tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right, man. Great job. That's Andrew Garcia. He's going to pass the headset momentarily over to Giovanni Santiago. Golden Flash's win here tonight over Miami, 78-65.